This is Twit.
Microsoft has been trying to woo developers. And one of the ways they did it was with something called LSW, the Linux subsystem for Windows, which allowed you, it was an emulator though, it wasn't really Linux, it allowed you to run Linux binaries on Windows in a way that really, honestly, was not ideal. But it was to make developers feel better because they have their tools. But there were some real performance, significant performance issues. And, I mean, I really gave it the benefit of the doubt. I put on a very fast computer, really tried, and even with the most recent version of LSW, the small file handling was so slow that you could just watch, you know, you could watch the grass grow while you were loading files or compiling things. All the things developers want to do, which is process small files. So I think Microsoft, I asked Christina Warren about this a couple of weeks ago on the show. She said, yeah, we know it's a problem. And so their decision, she must have known this at the time. She was very cagey. Their decision was, why do it in emulation? Why just put Linux in Windows? Mm-hmm. So it's a special version of the Linux kernel that Microsoft, it's actually a fairly old version of the Linux kernel that Microsoft's going to modify to fit well within Windows. I'm going to go out on a limb. I think build 2025. Microsoft's just going to say, they're going to say, and now Windows is Linux. Honestly, they're just, why not? Why not abandon the Microsoft kernel entirely? You've already got the Linux kernel in there. This is just the beginning of the end for Windows. What do you think? That's crazy? Am I crazy?
No, I don't think that's necessarily crazy. I think that's a possible future.
I think what we saw at Build this year was really finally Microsoft saying it's not about Windows anymore. It's barely even about Office. It's about Office 365 and Microsoft Dynamics and It's about enterprise, about Azure, it's about the cloud.
Yeah, I think that's where everything starts, is the intelligent edge. Azure is the center of the universe for Microsoft
right
now.
And for years, Nadella would say things like, well, we want to be, you know, when they first announced the touch-first version of Office, it wasn't going to be on Windows, it was going to be in the iPad. What he said was, well, we want to be wherever our customers are. That might be iPad. They have great Android apps, right? I mean, Microsoft apps on Androids. Outlook is great on Android because they bought a company, but that's another story. He used to say, but the best experience will be on Windows. He hasn't said that in a couple of years. He just says, we want to be wherever our customers are.
That's, you know, it's not just him. I mean, everybody I talk to at Microsoft is kind of telling this story about openness and customer friendliness and going where people are and not trying to, you know, leverage products and not trying to twist customers' arm to come to this platform and, you know, do away with that one. And I think that's part of Satya's thing.
It might be why the Build keynote isn't as exciting, because infrastructure is not as exciting as the things Google showed the next day, right? The Surface stuff.
Yeah.